Hey, hey, you're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 159.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on? I hope you are crushing your day. Hope everything is awesome in your personal life, with your business. And I'm looking, really, really looking forward to today's show. I got a couple things I want to share with you here. But first off, I want to start off the show by thanking you, obviously, for taking the time to listen in. But more specifically, I got a few shout outs here. And if you just bear with me for a quick second, and then we will get we'll get rocking with the show. But lately, I've been getting, well, not lately, but consistently, I'm very fortunate that I get people that reach out to me all the time, thanking me for the content and the value that the podcast, has given them. And I've been, getting more, some people are even finding me on Voxer and sending me messages, and I'm getting emails and hit up on Facebook. And so I just want to take a quick minute to thank several people. And this is certainly not, I'm not covering everyone here, but I just want to quickly highlight Casey Tavault, Marco, Jose Torres, Rebecca Virtue, Peter, Sherrard Lawrence, Alex Jacobs, Wendy, who else? Raul, Ellie, and there's so many more that have just taken the time to, you know, send me a message or an email or whatever, just thanking me. And some of them even sharing some stories with me. Raphael's another one. And I just want to quickly give him a shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would not invest the time and energy and money that it takes to produce this show without, you know, people like you and getting that type of feedback, because this is, sometimes I feel like this is very, let me just kind of get real with you for a second. Sometimes, you know, I get behind this microphone and I have to remind myself that thousands of people are going to hear this, which is kind of crazy to me that, you know, it's having that much of an impact. And sometimes I forget and it feels one-sided, you know, because I'm talking into a microphone. I might be looking at a computer screen, or I might be looking outside depending on where I'm recording the podcast. And I forget, this is not one-dimensional. This is me to you. I'm talking to you. And, you know, even though I can't hear you, the feedback you guys give me is the dialogue that I need. And so I really appreciate it. And, you know, along those lines, if you want to support the show, and contribute a little bit of money to the show, we got set up with a Patreon account. If you guys go to patreon.com/flipempire, I'll probably have an easier URL for you, but that link will be in the show notes, patreon.com/flipempire. It's a really cool platform that allows you to, you know, contribute very little money to, you know, anyone that you feel you're getting value from. And you know, again, it takes a lot of time, energy, and it's not cheap to produce the show. And, I promised myself if I was going to launch the Flip Empire Show, I was going to be consistent with it, do two shows a week. And since January 6, 2016, up until now, that's exactly what I've done. And I'm going to continue to do that. And, you know, your support in that way would really help just kind of give me the creativity and even more time to just pour more energy into the show, make it better. I already got some cool ideas of some things I'm going to do to kind of change the format and structure a little bit. I'm still kind of figuring that out. But if you want to support the show in that way, if you go to patreon.com/flipempire, and again, the link will be in the show notes, that will be so greatly appreciated. And even if you decide not to, to help and support the show that way, I still appreciate you just tuning in. It's fine either way. I just, again, you guys, it's kind of you're the engine that makes this show run and makes this show go. So, really just appreciate it. Wanted to just take a couple of minutes to say that. And now kind of pivoting and transitioning into the heart of today's Q&A, I got a question submitted to me by my guys, Jesus Toledo and Felipe Bosanz. These are some personal clients that I've been working with one-on-one, and I'm not doing that as much as I've been doing it in the past, but with these guys, it felt like the right fit. They're hungry, they're go-getters, and they just finished, and I'm just gonna kind of tease it here because I'm gonna have them on the show, and we're gonna do a case study. They just closed a monster wholesale deal. I'm talking about like a grand slam of a wholesale deal, and I could not be more excited. They sent me a Voxer last week that they finally got it closed. It had a bunch of hurdles and challenges, and I don't even want to get into the details because that's their story to share. And anyway, so I could not be more happy for those guys that they made it happen. And, you know, they implemented everything we talked about, and they went out there and they made it happen. You know, like they deserve all the success. And it just, that I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff that fires me up, that just gives me energy, to continue to pour into this podcast and pour into the people that I work with, not only, you know, individual clients, but the members of the Inner Circle program. They're crushing, they're doing awesome. And so one of the questions that Jesus kind of followed up with here that I wanted to highlight is, can you dive a little deeper as far as your team power day that you hold? How is it structured? What are the main goals? How do you prepare to host a power day? Maybe share what you've prepared for the last one. So what he's referring to, this is one of the things I talked about in the Inner Circle in our Q&A webinars. I always share a mind map, and I teach content for about 15 to 30 minutes of something that we're doing in our business. This isn't, you know, theory or anything. It's practical things that are going on in our business, things that are working and also things that are not working, successes and failures. And one of the things I covered on one of our members only webinars was we had just had our, what I call our team power day. So minimum once a quarter, I get together with my team, my acquisition manager, my disposition manager, transaction coordinator, and we get together and we typically go to like a really cool coffee shop here in Miami. It's just got like a cool vibe, and we get together from about 8:30 in the morning till about 4 p.m. And we strategize and we set goals and we look back at the previous quarter. We look back at, you know, up until that point in the year. And what I want to do is there's so much good that comes out of it. The feedback that my team gives me is unreal, how much value we get out of connecting as a unit, as a team, you know, just once a quarter. And one of the things I'm thinking about doing is doing this more frequently, because again, we get so much benefit out of it. And so what I'd like to do here, if I can find it, I'd like to bring up our team power day agenda. So, and just kind of share with you the way that I have it structured. Now, one of the things I want to encourage you to do is I think it was episode 154, we had Joe Evangelisti on. Great episode. We talked about the book Traction, okay? And I'm still in the middle of that book. I'm going through it. And that talks in more detail how to structure days like this, okay? And one of the things I'm considering doing is going through the EOS system from Traction and applying it to our business, the Entrepreneur Operating System. So I want to encourage you to check that episode out. If you go to flipempire.com/episode154, Joe Evangelisti, super sharp guy, cool, down to earth, and he's gone through that process. So I definitely want to encourage you to check that out. But up until now, this is the way that I've structured the Power Day. And again, I cannot tell you how much benefit the business gets and our team. Not only does so much, it's almost like a mastermind, but not only that, the morale and the team building and the chemistry just gets stronger and stronger. And by the way, you don't have to have a big team to do this. You know, again, we have 6 people on our team, including myself, and it's 4 of us that meet because 4 of us are here local. We have our awesome cold caller who's in Costa Rica. And then we have our virtual assistant she's also fantastic. She's out in the Philippines. So it's just 4 of us that meet since we're local. And basically the way that we do these team power days is for the first hour or for the first 30 to 45 minutes, really, we do what we call our team huddle. So every Monday morning, we do our team huddle. This is where we You know, everybody reports on their KPIs. We identify, you know, any issues or challenges, and then we schedule some time offline to talk about those things. We quickly talk about opportunities, and that's our team huddle. So we start the day with that. And then part two, the way I have it structured is we do a year-to-date recap. So not only will we look at the previous quarter, by the way, we typically do this like the next to last week before the quarter ends. Okay. So, a week or two in, you know, mid to end of September, for example, which is right before Q4 starts. That's typically when we'll host these power days, and I'll just kind of lead it and run the show. And I have an agenda that I put a lot of time into, and we'll do a year to date recap, right? So how many deals have we closed? How much revenue has been produced? What's our average number of closings per month? Our average profit per deal? You know, we'll talk about what deals came from which marketing channels. And a lot, really, just putting those numbers on papers and sharing that with the team, being super transparent, a lot of really good comes from that, okay? And then we'll compare. So we'll compare where we were at the previous year up until that point. And so this year, for example, we had doubled the amount of deals we did from 2016 to 2017. There's a section in there about key takeaways, you know, like in our example, almost 3/4 of our deal were coming from direct mail. And we were looking at our average profit per deal with direct mail versus cold calling and a few other channels. And so there's a section there on key takeaways. So we talk about that. We talk, you know, a year-to-date recap. And then we start with the positive. What's currently working on our team? You know, what is it that we need to double down on? What are the strengths? What's our unique ability? What is the secret sauce behind our team that really makes us thrive? And like, where do we kind of rev things up? And that's where we shine. And we identify those things and we talk about it, because I have my thoughts on paper, but I don't really share that with them because I don't want it to influence their opinion. And we each kind of go around, and this is very, even though there's an agenda and we want to kind of stick to it, it's almost like a mastermind, because everyone has an opportunity to get in that hot seat, so to speak, and share. We're only focused on what's working during that time. You know, what do you feel from your perspective? You know, like our acquisition manager was sharing a few things that he thinks we're kicking ass in. And a few of those things I didn't even really think about, but everybody has their own unique perspective and they're looking at things through a different lens, even though there's the big lens that the entire team is really focused in on. And at least that's how it should be, right? So we talk about what's working, and then we kind of pivot and we go in the opposite direction and we say, okay, what's not working? Like, what are the challenges that we have in our team? Where are the bottlenecks? What are the constraints that are really holding us down? Like, what are those 100-pound anchors that are strapped around the business's ankles that's not allowing us to move forward? You know, and so I'll share with you a couple of those. Let me just, again, just be super transparent. When we last met, one of the biggest challenges that we've been faced with is sellers backing out of deals. You know, sellers backing out of deals and or buyers, you know, them contracting, going under contract with other buyers after the fact. And so we identified that there was something broken in the sales process, something that was either being communicated or not being communicated to the sellers. And we identified what some of those challenges and bottlenecks and constraints are. And then we carved out some time right before lunch to really talk about, well, let's throw shit against the wall. What are some potential solutions here? Like, and there's no stupid ideas. I want to hear it all. And we threw a bunch of stuff against the wall. Some of it stuck. Some of it fell flat on its face. And that's perfectly fine. We're good with that. There's no judgment. And so much good came from that conversation. Some of this, which I'll probably reveal on an upcoming show. Lunch was just an opportunity for us to, like, you know, goof off and just, you know, make fun of each other. And just, again, strengthening that bond and that chemistry that the team has is so critical to the success of the business. And when we got back from lunch, we talked about opportunities. You know, one of the biggest things that we really talk about, and I've mentioned this, and we talked about this a lot with Trevor on the episode. I think it's, what was it? Episode 148. So Trevor Mock, good buddy of mine, runs Carrot website services for investors and now I think agents. We talked about how to cut through the clutter and what's our unique selling proposition. So we talked about that as far as an opportunity. We talked about marketing, other marketing opportunities that we weren't really taking advantage of, other ways to get self-generated deals, you know, deals that don't necessarily cost us money to get. And so many other things we talked about. And then we spent some time talking about marketing, like what's our plan for the next 30, 60, 90 days from a marketing budget, like what's our marketing budget, marketing channels that we're going to attack, you know, what's the 80-20 and where can we really focus in on to squeeze the most lemon out of the, you know, squeeze the most juice out of the lemon. And then at the end, we ended with goal setting. Okay, so now that we've gone through that entire process, where are we now relative to our goal at the beginning of the year? And what do we want to accomplish in the next 90 days? Okay, so that upcoming quarter, what is it that we want to accomplish as a team, as a unit? What are some of the things that have to happen in order for those goals to be accomplished? Because it's not good enough to set the goal, but you got to have an action plan to get there. And so we spent some time throwing out some goals. And the big thing here that I want to share with you is this has to be in alignment with your goals as the visionary and as the leader and as the CEO of your business. You got to make sure that everybody is rowing in the same direction. Think about you getting in a rowboat. And you're rowing, heading north, but the person behind you or in front of you is rowing in the opposite direction, heading south. What's going to happen? You're going to stay there. It's like you're treading water, basically. So you got to make sure that, you know, when you got to make sure you get buy-in from your team members. And again, this could be, if it's just you by yourself, go through this power day by yourself. If it's you and a virtual assistant, do it with your virtual assistant. Or if it's you and your 30 team members, you have to get everybody to buy in. That's critical. Without that, you're going to tread water. You're not going to go north or south, east or west. You're going to stay in the same spot. So not only goal setting, but let's come up with an action plan. And then one, just another tip is Elizabeth, one of our team members who's just awesome. She kind of, I don't want to say documents the minutes, but she will. So many good ideas are going to come from this that she has a separate Google Doc open and she's writing down the key takeaways and the things that require somebody to take action. And then after, she'll share all that with the team. We'll put it on a calendar and we'll make sure that things get pushed forward, because otherwise you're going to have this power day. You're going to come out of there feeling great. It's like when you go to a seminar or an event, you know, your head is exploding with all these ideas. You feel great. You get home. Reality sets in, and then for a lot of people, absolutely nothing happens. That feeling goes away, you know, things aren't taken, you know, past the goal line and just not implemented. And so you want to make sure that you combat that by just documenting everything and then prioritizing, okay, what do we want to tackle first that's going to help us towards our goal? Hopefully that's making sense, but I've had a handful of people ask me about this because I brought this Team Power Day up in our Inner Circle webinar. And I had a handful of people reach out to me just wanting to know more about that. So of course, in the Inner Circle, we get like into more detail, but hopefully on this Q&A show, we've already gone over what I typically like to keep these to as far as length is concerned. And hopefully that helps you. If you have any other ideas or if you have better ways of structuring these, you know, these power days or whatever you call them, being more efficient, getting the most out of your team, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear about it. Or if you want to comment in the post here, if you're on the website, that'd be great. Comment below, or even hit me up on our private Facebook group. If you guys go to flipempire.com/Facebook, if you're not part of the Flip Empire group, encourage you to get in there, participate. That isn't a group, by the way, to promote your properties or your stuff. It's a group to engage and ask questions and help people and receive help, etc. So anyway, really, really appreciate it. Kind of along those same lines, again, if you guys feel like you want to help the show and contribute a little something to it, that's greatly appreciated. It would absolutely help keep the production of the show going and just give me the creativity, a little more time and some flexibility to do some things I'd like to do with the show. Go to patreon.com/flipempire. And there's some different tiers there, by the way. There's rewards that you get for contributing and some added bonuses and added cool content that I think you'd really dig. So anyway, I got to run. I actually got another podcast I'm recording with a surprise guest expert that will be revealed soon. And I got to get ready for that in about 5-10 minutes here. So I got to bounce. Appreciate you. We will talk soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.